Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, DeAndre Marie. We want to thank you for listening and also remind you that you can get a free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman, simply by going to harrisonblakeapparel.com, click on the link in the blog, and download your copy in ebook or audio version. That's our special gift to you just for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. DeAndre, how you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it's still cold where I am. I'm looking forward on the calendar to like about 6 weeks from now where hopefully the weather's going to break, you know?
Yeah, because it's getting a little out of hand. It's quite cold.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when you're doing the countdown, you know, surprise snowstorms then. So what did you have in mind for today? What do you think we should talk about?
So I think today we should talk about how to conduct ourselves when we are going out. So going out means to the club, to the bar, you know, any type of place where you're going to be socially surrounded by people, but not in a business setting. So it's, you know, more of a leisure, fun setting.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, because when you go out, you can see a lot of bad behavior. It's not people acting. They're not living the life of a gentleman all the time.
Right. Well, this really goes into my first tip. You do have to have a balance. You know, nobody's saying that you can never go out because that's not gentlemanlike. No, that's not true. And you can still have a lot of fun, but you really just have to be balanced when it comes to that. You don't have to be stuffy when you go out with your friends, nor do you have to wild out either, you know, because then that plays on, you know, even though people go to club and bar, they don't think that that plays like a role in their reputation, because it's like, oh, I'm with a whole bunch of people that I don't know other than my friends, everybody else I don't know, so it don't really matter. But if you're going to live the life of a gentleman, you have to live the life of a gentleman. And in that, you have to be balanced and you can't slack off just because you're out.
Yeah, I like that. You're right. It doesn't mean you're living the life of a gentleman like you can't have any fun. You know, you never go out. You're just sitting at home with your nose in a book and, you know, drinking a cup of tea or something like that. So, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that. You know, as gentlemen, we're allowed to have fun, but, you know, with everything in life, you know, there's boundaries and there's limitations and there's common sense that needs to be applied. So my first tip, I guess, you know, after saying I really like yours, mine would be when you do go out, think about where you're going. You know, for me, that means, you know, sometimes it has to be age appropriate. You know, there's different places you can go. Some places have a younger crowd where you can't really expect people to be acting like a gentleman, and you can't be upset when you get there and people are, you know, acting out because that's where you decided to go. So you have to make a decision. Where are you going to go out? Is it age appropriate? What's the crowd like around you? And you can still have a good time. So you just have to be aware and maybe plan out a little bit in advance, you know, some places you want to go or some places you really want to avoid because you know what kind of crowd's going to be there.
I really like that tip because that's very, very true. Just because something is seen as fun doesn't mean you have to be there. I've been out of school, this will be 3 years. You're not going to catch me at a college party, you know, where the way you get in is your college ID, you know, and I mean, I'm not much older than some of these people in college, but my mindset is different. You know, I have fun different. I party different. So you do need to know where you're going, not just so you know how to dress necessarily, but you do need to know what the vibe is going to be like. So I really enjoy that tip. My next tip, and this is coming from my heart, everyone, if you're going to turn up, and for those who don't know what turn up means, it means to get inebriated or drinking or whatever, really know yourself enough to know when to moderate that. And this is coming from the heart because I've had some crazy times where it was just, I was not being a gentleman or a gentlewoman, whatever. And thank God it hasn't like cost me, you know, but you know, you look back on those times and you're just like, ugh, like how could I allow myself to act that way? And again, that comes with age. Like you said, when you're at somewhere where you're younger, which I was younger, there's a different kind of conduct. Everybody is acting a little more irresponsible than I guess they should. But being a gentleman, you know, really moderate and know your limits. And sometimes, unfortunately, knowing your limits is having one of those bad nights. But if you can turn that negative into a positive, that should let you know for next time and times to come how much, you know, when enough is enough.
Yeah, that's one that people generally, they learn the hard way. You're right about that. I think everybody has had a bad experience and then they know, well, that was definitely too far.
Yeah, that was a no-no.
Right. Yeah. My next tip would be when you go out, you know, more along the lines, again, about the venue that you're going to. Now, you know, a little bit about me, myself personally. When I go out, I'll try to go to a jazz club because I really enjoy jazz music and seeing it live is a great experience. So the thing about that is, you know, it could be any type of music really, but I like jazz clubs because usually you can get dinner there and drinks, etc. But the thing is, when you go there though, you know, you have to respect the surrounding. Again, it's about respect, you know, respect the musicians that are on stage. Because usually the music is pretty loud, so know that when you're going there, don't go there with the intentions of having some big drawn-out conversation with your friends. I mean, you're there to kind of enjoy the vibe and enjoy the music, so if you're sitting there trying to compete with the level of the music and you're yelling over it and you're loud, now you're creating a scene and ruining the experience for the others around you. So, you know, you kind of be mindset of the venue that you're going to, and for me, be respectful of those around you. That would be my second tip.
Yeah, I agree, especially with the loud, because to be honest, being loud isn't cute no matter where you are.
Right.
It is not cute. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're, I guess, in more of a club setting where they're playing loud music or a sports bar where, you know, it's just louder, that's different. You're not really being loud in, like, relation to the surrounding noise, but you don't have to be loud. You know, if you want to go out and let's say you do want to get a drink, or you know, you're got your big girl panties on and or big boy drawers on and taking a shot, you don't have to be loud and announce that and have everyone know. You know, you can really have fun and just be, I guess my next tip would be kind of just be low key about it. You don't have to be obnoxious when you're out having fun. You know, you can dance and not be wild or disrespectful as, you know, if you're dancing with someone else. Just be low key, you know, like you don't have to be out here obnoxious and arrogant and thinking you could do whatever you want because you're out. Yes, you're out to have a good time, but you still have to treat people right.
No, that's a good one. You're right. When you're talking about, you know, dancing, it's funny. Like some people, you know, you go out and all of a sudden they turn into like king of the dance hall, you know, on the dance floor. And it's like, where'd that come from? You know,
it really is how you treat people. I think that's one of the main major points that I want to drive home is you can go out, you can do whatever, you can really essentially do whatever you want. If you, let's say you may have had too much to drink, but you still need to treat people with respect. And that's why, you know, when you mix alcohol and things like that into the mix, you're less inclined to, because you're not as aware as you normally are of how you're treating people. But I think that goes, how you treat people and how you act goes a longer way than whatever the turn up is. I think once you start treating people disrespectfully, then they're already automatically going to assume, oh, you must have had too much to drink, or oh, you must, you know what I'm saying? And you might not even have had anything to drink, but now you have that a part of your reputation now. So that's why I think, you know, no matter where you are, if you're having fun, you can essentially do whatever you want, but you have to treat people with respect. If you bump into somebody, I know the clubs can get crowded, or even some of these sports bars when there's a big game or fight on, say excuse me still. Or if you bump into someone, say I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. You know, don't just keep going because you out and you know you're trying to have a good time. You still got to treat people right.
Yeah, that's a real good tip, because man, that's how a lot of things can get started, when you're bumping into people and you don't say anything. I mean, it doesn't hurt just to say excuse me. Great tip there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, seriously, that was good, because there's been some situations where things have happened and it could have been avoided just if somebody would have said excuse me. So it's a great tip. Now, my last tip is something that I think every gentleman, or, you know, really anybody who's going out from time to time should be able to do. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, but every once in a while, when you go out with someone, especially if it's a group of friends that you're familiar with, it's okay to treat your group or your friend to a round of beer or beverage of their choice or whatever. I do that sometimes just to show appreciation because we're having a good time or whatever. But the thing that I like is when somebody returns the favor. You know, I have a group of friends, we go watch games a lot. And so it kind of rotates. And it's not anything where people are keeping tabs like, okay, well, the last two times I got around for you guys, so now it's your turn. I mean, some things between gentlemen go unsaid. Show a nod of respect to your friends or the guys that you're hanging around with. You can go ahead and treat them, and I guarantee that they're going to appreciate it and probably reciprocate it on another occasion or perhaps even that same night. To me, it's just a gentlemanly thing to do. I think it goes a long way to just showing respect and appreciation for your friendship. Again, don't keep tabs on it, because if you're doing it that way, or and if you do treat someone, never bring it up and say, remember that time, you know, I treated you, you know, you've never treated me. That'll ruin the whole thing. That'll totally ruin the experience. But that's my final tip. I think it's something that it's very gentlemanly to do.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. And just to piggyback off of that, I think that when you buy around, it's not something you have to do every time. You know, don't think every time you go out, and especially if they're not in a financial position to buy you rounds at the present time. But so that doesn't mean you have to buy their rounds every single time, but it's just something you do. You know, somebody buy the first round, then the next person buy the next round, and you can even alternate like that. You know, I mean, it's almost the same thing as splitting the drinks in half, splitting the bill anyway, if you're just going back and forth about it. So it's not that big of a deal. And same with anything. I went out with one of my best friends, and there was a coat check, and I didn't have the cash. So she just paid. She was like, okay, I have the cash. So she did it. So I made sure that I bought the round. You know, so you don't necessarily have to buy rounds of drinks, because I know they can be expensive. But you can do it in other ways. Maybe pay for the Uber or the cab or something like that. And it's still a nice way to, you know, treat your friends.
Yeah, no, that was some great points that you brought up about the coat check and things like that. Because you're right. A lot of times, you know, in today's day and age, we run out of the house without cash. So, you know, that's a good. Yeah. It was a good way to pay her back, you know. And everything's fair. It all kind of works out in the end, like you said. But I mean, just keeping, I think, some of these points in mind is going to help people when they go out, because, you know, we started right from the top, from planning where you're going to go to how you act when you get there and everything in between, how you're going to get yourself home. So great job, DeAndre. I really appreciated this discussion, and I'm looking forward to the next episode.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like talking with you, Rich. It's great. We really do bounce ideas off of each other. I truly enjoy it.
Hey, I appreciate that as well. But at this time, I guess we're ready for the interview. Sound good?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week, we have a special guest on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself and tell the audience a little bit about what you do, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Cameron. I go to MSU. I'm a junior, and I'm the president of the Gentlemen's Club here at MSU.
Hey, Cameron, you said Gentlemen's Club at MSU. Now, What is the Gentlemen's Club exactly? Is that something you guys started, or how long has that been around?
Yeah, it's something I started. I'm the founder of it. We just started it up last semester.
Okay, so this is recent. What exactly is the mission of the club, and what is it that you guys are doing or trying to accomplish?
The mission statement of the club is just to improve the overall image of African-American men through, like, community service, just overall look, and just trying to just, like, being mentors to the younger crowd.
Okay, now that's very admirable because, as you stated, you're a junior at Michigan State, and for you to take something like that on, what was it that provoked you to dive into this and try to take this on?
It was something I've been wanting to do since, like, I was a freshman here at MSU. I just wasn't surrounded by the right kind of people. And then, like, this last summer, me and my friends kind of, like, started getting this, styling more, so, like, dressing up and stuff. And one of my friends brought us to, like, oh, we should make this into an org. And I was like, oh, yeah, we call it Gentlemen's Club, and it's what's in there.
Man, that's really nice. That sounds great. Now, let me ask you, how many members do you have in the club so far?
So far, I think we have 26 members.
Wow, that's pretty big already. I mean, just starting off less than a year old. What do you think is fueling that growth or the interest in people joining the Gentlemen's Club?
I think it's just an overall look, because whenever we go out and we represent the Gentlemen's Club, we always dress in Harrison Blake apparel, of course, suits. It is always trying to look like, have the appearance of, like, what we bring to the table always there, and that's the overall programs we do up on campus. And people really like the whole, like, image of, like, African-American males stepping up in the community, wanting to be leaders, and that's something they want to do as well, so a lot of people want to join.
It sounds like you guys are really organized and have things going on campus. Do you have different events and things like that from time to time?
Yeah, we usually have, like, one event every month. We had, like, two back in February. Like, we had a Shoot Your Shot event. That was just, like, people to come out, like, try to find a Valentine, big game, stuff like that. And then we had a Where Do You Stand event, which was talking about, like, all the issues that we face in 2017, like politics, racism, women's rights, just everything, like, any issue you can think of. We just wanted, like, people from MSU to just come out, talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, you guys are touching on a lot of different subjects that are on the mind of gentlemen young and old, so I have to really applaud what you guys are doing. Is there any way that people can show support or lend support to your efforts? Is that possible?
Yeah, right now I'm organizing a fundraiser for Syndicate of Prom. It's going to be an event, but what I'm going to do is have a GoFundMe for those people who can't make the event. They can just donate to the fund, and that way we can send as much kids to prom as we can.
Man, that's really nice of you. Could you do us a favor? As that event gets closer, we'd like to have you come back on the show. Let our audience know how they can help out, because we have a lot of generous listeners really from around the world that, as we like to say on the show, you know, we're trying to form up and make a movement of this gentleman lifestyle. So we want to get behind you and support you 100% on that.
I appreciate that. I will do.
Okay, great. What have been some of the most satisfying benefits of this club so far, or can you give us an example of a situation that something happened that is really memorable so far with this club?
I can just answer both those for you. So the first one is we kind of got started on campus. Me, like, the first couple of members, we were, like, always get dressed up, and we would take pictures. The pictures always would be, like, good quality. We always post them on Instagram with, like, the caption, that's good. You know, what the funny story was, how I linked up with you guys. One of my friends took a picture, and he posted it. And he tagged Harrison Blake, and then you guys ended up seeing it. And we got to touch you guys, and it's just been going on from there.
Yeah, that was amazing. That is funny. I was actually scrolling through, and I saw what looked like a Lansing, Michigan landmark in the background. And so I was like, man, these guys have to be from around here. So reaching out and connecting with you all, man, it's really been a blessing. We've really enjoyed it, and we hope that this partnership can continue to grow.
Yeah, we do too. I think something that I'm most proud of is just the fact that, like, people who are real close to me, when I kind of, like, run the idea to them, they kind of supported me. But then, like, once they seen how, like, the Gentlemen's Club, like, kind of, like, took off, became, like, one of, like, the premier, like, orgs on campus, everybody's just been, like, proud of how, like, I really handle it, like, it's a real business, and how, like, they really see, like, things for, like, to really pick up. So I'm just happy that people actually, like, are seeing my vision and seeing how hard I've been working to get it going.
Yeah, that is good how you've got the ball rolling. I mean, you really picked up a lot of steam. Now, one last question that I did have is because you mentioned that it's an org on campus. Now, for some of us that are a little bit removed from college now, does that mean that you are formally recognized, or what does that mean exactly?
It just means we're a registered org on campus. To be able to have, like, events on campus and everything, like, to do stuff on Michigan State's campus, you have to be a registered org. That's what it means when I say I'm a registered org on campus. Right now, we do have people who are the gentlemen's club on campus, and then we do have, like, a smaller group at high school that I went to that we go mentor at, like, once a week. So, like, they're, like, kind of like the high school unit of it.
Oh, okay. So you're even reaching back and helping those even younger that haven't even made it to MSU yet.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I wanted to do was, like, I kind of, like, looked back at, like, when I was in high school, I didn't really have, like, people really come back, like, that went to high school, that went to college and come back and just talk to us, tell us, like, really what's going on. It really kind of, like, pushed us to go to college. Like, what usually happens when people go to college, like, you don't ever see them again. And I wanted, like, to bring, like, African-American males who, like, are successful in college to high school so people can, like, kids can actually see, like, you can actually make it in college.
Man, that's amazing. All the things that you're doing, man, we really got to just tip our hats to you and say congratulations on all the success that you're having. And the biggest thing for me that I see is that you have a passion to impact people's lives and really make a difference in the lives of young people. So please keep up the great work. And I'd love to invite you back on the show so that you can talk about other topics and also update us on the Gentlemen's Club at Michigan State University. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, Tamron. Well, we've appreciated this conversation, and we'd like to invite you back on in the future, and we look forward to that.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. And today we are joined by none other than Dennis Stiles. He's on the line today and he's going to talk with us about suiting up in spring. You know, with the weather changing, we still want to stay stylish. Isn't that right, Dennis?
Yeah, yes, sir, man. That's what it's all about. You know, continuing the trend from fall, winter, spring. Don't stop, man. Don't take breaks when it comes to fashion.
Yeah, you know, when spring hits, a lot of guys, and they get all excited, they just break out the shorts and t-shirts, and they're looking like 12-year-olds, man. So how can you step it up in the spring?
That's the thing, man. This is the thing that what happens with when I have clients is that once they sense a little bit of the warm weather, they overhype it and they tend to jump two steps too fast. So you gotta pace yourself, man. There's no reason to go straight to the t-shirts and shorts. Stay suited up, just go lighter underneath. Polo, tucked in, trousers, no belt, and loafers, no socks. Start utilizing your pins and pocket square more.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
That's what the season's all about.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to have a tie on all the time. Like you said, you can kind of accent your jacket or your blazer with a pocket square or pin, right?
Yes, sir. You can actually use the t-shirts too, tucked in. Polos, just everything neat, you know what I mean? Just because, I mean, if you don't want to tuck it in, you can leave it out, your preference. But start utilizing your pocket squares. A lot of the pins too. Start using some of your penny loafers, mug straps too. Make sure your pants are nicely tailored and you're good to go, man.
Yeah, you mentioned something I want to touch on because I think this is something that you see a lot of times in on Instagram, maybe on fashion pages or GQ magazine type thing. You see guys, like you said, with the no sock look. But for the average guy, when they hear that, sometimes, you know, from what I've overheard, they get a little bit intimidated about the no socks in the spring and summer. What tips or advice do you have for them so that they can just calm down and relax?
I think once you do it first couple of times, you get used to it. Definitely go with the loafer socks too, no-show socks. That's a must. I know it's uncomfortable for me when I mean, going without socks and loafers, that's tough, man. Especially if you got to walk around a lot. So add on extra cushion to your shoes too if you have to. You don't feel comfortable. A lot of people have foot problems, you know, from wearing shoes pretty much all their life. So you could do that, and just wearing it, just wear it a couple of times. Trust me, you start getting the hang of it, man. That's how it usually works with anything.
Yeah, I think people feel a little self-conscious when they have the no-show socks or no socks on. And I've heard people say, "Oh, I don't want people to see my ankles or my feet." You know, but I mean, I don't think it's really anything to be afraid of, do you?
No, not at all, man. I mean, you don't have to show a lot of skin in between the pants, the trouser, and a shoe. Just enough. You know, no breaks. You're good to go, man. I mean, the thing about when you wear loafers with no socks, it just tells people that, yo, this guy knows fashion. This guy's gonna stand out. This guy knows what he's doing with his wardrobe. That's the difference, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You do think that immediately when you see that look. But the other thing I will say, it's just comfortable, to be honest with you. When that breeze hits your foot, it's actually quite refreshing. So, I mean, it's just another added benefit to it. But, I mean, for anybody out there who's on the fence about it, like Dennis said, go ahead and try it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Now, I got another one, too. If you don't want to do shoes, do sneakers, man. Pumas, either Nikes, Adidas, and just wear it with your trousers. See, the thing with me, Rich, is I treat my trousers like my jeans.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, I mix them up. You know, I don't just say, okay, I got this to match my suit jacket that I wore, and that's it. That's the only thing that's going to go with. No, man, I mix it up with different, either another jacket or maybe a sports jacket, a linen sports jacket, something casual, you know what I mean? A track jacket, stuff like that. You can mix up.
Now, that sounds good. And like you said, people think, you know, jeans so much. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with jeans. But like you said, just some trousers, I mean, to me, is actually preferable because it's more comfortable.
Yeah, that's another thing. It is.
You know, it's lightweight, especially in the summertime. Who wants to be having on jeans? I mean, you know, in the fall and the winter, I can see it. But in the summertime, I mean, I prefer comfort, man.
Yeah, comfort is definitely a must. It just goes better, flows better with your skin, and I think it's more fashionable, man. Listen, I love jeans. I don't have a lot of them, so I have to use my dress pants as my, you know, kind of like a way to rock it as denim.
Yeah,
which I enjoy. So I can't wait, Richard, to start rocking my summer suits for spring, man.
Yeah, it's about that time. Here's another question that comes up, because you mentioned maybe a linen sports coat, and I love the linen sports coat look. But the thing is, you know, linen sometimes gets a bad rap because, you know, it can pick up wrinkles more often. But I try to tell people, it goes without saying, linen's going to wrinkle a little bit. I mean, there's going to be some wrinkles. That's fine, isn't it? That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine. You just have to wear it neat. That's all. Yeah, that means the sleeves, you know, have to be a little bit above the wrist. Just wear it neat. That's all you have to do. Don't worry about the wrinkles, man. You're gonna sit, you're gonna walk, you're gonna move, it's gonna wrinkle, and that's just the purpose of it too. So as long as you wear it neat.
Yeah, once the day is over, I mean, okay, get the wrinkles out, take it to the dry cleaner, iron it, whatever you gotta do. I mean, just start it over again. I mean, we're not advocating you walk out the house, you know, where it looks like you just had the jacket balled up and then you put it on and you just totally wrinkled. But I mean, that natural wrinkle, I think that's part of the charm sometimes of the linen jacket.
Yeah, that's what makes it what it is, which is an outstanding piece, man. It's the reason why I like it, is it could be broken up, you know what I mean? You could wear it, the jacket separate, and you could wear the actual pants separate with something else.
Yeah, exactly. I tend to do that myself. I got a couple of linen jackets that are kind of my go-to from last year's polo collection. And every time I wear that jacket, man, I mean, people just go crazy. And I usually it's a light blue jacket. I just wear it with navy pants, and people just go crazy. Like, and just a white shirt, you know, and it's like you said, a lapel pin and a pocket square. And it's fabulous, man.
Yeah, and then where can I get those pins, though, man? I think your collections has a few of them, bro.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of a good selection of lapel pins. If anybody needs them, you know, harrisonblakeapparel.com. And just jump on there and get you some lapel pins for the spring and summer. We got you covered. Free shipping.
There you go. You can't go wrong. Free shipping, multiple colors, multiple pins. Now, the thing about your brand is, you know, that I noticed from having some of your pins is you have a lot of different type of pins. How do you go about picking out which pins you want to showcase on your website?
Well, to be honest with you, Dennis, like, you know the story. Just started off selling lapel pins. That's where we got the Instagram name, Wear Lapel Pins, because we were like a big advocate for lapel pins about 3 years ago. And so I wanted to have the biggest variety of lapel pins out of, you know, any online store or retailer I could think of. I mean, at one point we had over 200 different styles of lapel pins. And so I think it was mission accomplished. You know, we totally crushed and dominated the lapel pin market. And so we scaled back a little bit, but we still have a good variety, probably about close to 100 different styles that people can choose from.
No, I think, you know, the good thing about your brand is when it comes to pins, it kind of seems to showcase more during the spring, right? In summertime for some reason.
Yeah, I think like you said, I mean, that's the time, I mean, the weather is warmer.
And just feels like you want to wear a pin.
Yeah, it feels like you want to have that, you know, floral vibe going on. And it's a good match, too, with the floral tie, just to throw on a little accent color in the pin. So yeah. I think it's great. I mean, everybody can find something that they like in a color, a different texture, size. You name it, we try to have it for you.
Yeah, so definitely, guys, check it out, man. He's going to have some assortment of spring ties, pins, and pocket squares, which you will probably see me showcase on my page. So I'm excited to start rocking those, man.
Yeah, I cannot wait for it to just get a little bit warmer outside so we can...
It's coming.
Yeah, it's almost here. We got to be patient, but it's right around the corner. Hey, but Dennis, I think we're going to wrap this one up, and we look forward to next week, and maybe we'll have you come back on and talk a little bit more about the DC Gents photo shoots. And the video shoots, how's that going? And once you get that YouTube information up for us, we'll get a link going right from the podcast so people can jump on there and check it out. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds amazing, man. I look forward to it. I should have more information on the next episode about where you can hear us out and catch us, our new YouTube channel and blog, DC Gents.
Sounds good, Dennis, man. Until next time, I'll talk to you.
All right, man.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the podcast, and we are glad that we are back, we are on track, and we are ready to inspire, encourage, and network with anybody who is interested in living this life of a gentleman. Just to recap today's show, we talked about at the outset, me and Deandra talked about going out and how to present yourself the proper way like a gentleman. And also we introduced a new member to the show, Tamron from Michigan State University and the Gentlemen's Club. We really want to applaud our young people for the work that they're doing, and the hard work that he's putting in on campus is really to be praised, and we look forward to having him come back on and give us a perspective from the college age gentleman. Lastly, we had on Dennis Stiles, who talked about spring fashion and definitely some ways that we could step up our looks for the season. We're looking forward to the spring weather. We're looking forward to the summer. And as the weather outside heats up, we hope the podcast heats up as well. We want to thank you for listening. And as an added bonus, on behalf of Harrison Blake Apparel, we want to thank you and offer a coupon code. And that is SEASON, SEASON. If you use that coupon code, you get $15 off your first month of the monthly subscription to our club. If you don't know what that club is, you can check that out on harrisonblakeapparel.com. It is a monthly subscription club that offers one necktie plus 4 to 5 matching accessories every month for $25, free shipping. You cancel anytime. But again, if you use the code SEASON at checkout, you get $15 off your first month's purchase. So we hope you get a chance to check that out. We also would like for you to come back and listen to us next week. Deandra Marie and myself will be on the line. We also will have input from Dennis, some other guests as well. We are looking forward to having Charles join us again. Everybody will be involved. We love networking with you, so keep the emails coming. If you have a show idea or any questions, please send them to us, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. And until next time, gentlemen, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.